From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. There is a massive shipwreck off the coast of Georgia, and the legal battles are escalating. GPB's Emily Jones reports a former contractor working to remove the capsized ship from the St. Simon Sound is now suing the Coast Guard.
Federal law requires ship operators to have a contract in place for cleanup in case of an accident. For the Golden Ray, that contractor was Don John Smith, who planned to remove the ship in small sections. Now, the ship's owners have decided to go with a company that will remove the capsized vessel in large pieces. The Coast Guard has approved it. Don John Smith says the switch violates the Oil Pollution Act of 1990, and the new plan could be disastrous for the environment. Two similar removals of other ships led to pollution of the surrounding water. The Coast Guard says the regulations were followed closely, and the ship's owner opted for large section removal because it's faster. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Delta Airlines is contacting passengers who traveled on a February 6th flight from Hawaii to Japan. According to the AJC, it's because two people on that flight received coronavirus diagnoses. Also, two Georgians are among the Americans evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan due to the outbreak. The adult brothers have been transferred to a military base in Texas for quarantine. Their grandparents, who tested positive for the virus, are currently being treated in a Japanese hospital. Meanwhile, influenza continues to be widespread across Georgia. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
So far this season, 47 Georgians have died from the flu, and more than half of those were people over the age of 65. Marianne Kadger is a registered nurse and vice president of care with Sunrise Senior Living. She says older people may not have the same symptoms when sick with the flu.
They may have generalized weakness. They may have dizziness. They may have confusion.
Along with proper hand washing and hygiene, Kadger says getting a flu shot is the best way to protect yourself and older loved ones from sickness. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.